So, continuing with that theme on Earth Day, upgrading home insulation is a central part of the government's climate action plan. Irish homes make up a quarter of overall energy use, and they generate 10% of our greenhouse gas emissions. Now, in 2017, that amounted to 6 million tonnes of greenhouse gases. The plan is to reduce those domestic emissions from 6 million to less than 4 million tonnes by 2030. And that involves retrofitting about 500,000 homes. How close are we to that goal? Colman O'Sullivan reports.
A team installs heat pumps in homes off St James's Avenue in Dublin's Liberties. Resident Jacqueline McAdam was one of the first to get one. She's looking forward to a more comfortable home next winter.
Oh, hopefully it'll be great because we have to put curtains up on the back of the doors and towels at the windows, so hopefully we won't have any of that anymore. With the new windows and doors going in, the new heating system, it has to be an advantage, a good advantage.
Kieran Carmody of Kingdom Installation is managing the project. He says doing retrofits in groups of homes is easier and more cost efficient.
There's 46 homes in a cluster here. So for scale of economies, you know, it's ideal. It's an ideal situation here because you get excellent value for money. The works are carried out, much faster.
The homes here are provided by Cooperative Housing Ireland. It is paying for 40% of the cost of the retrofit. Policy and Communications Manager Owen Carroll says it's a good investment.
We know from our member survey conducted last December that heating is a real issue, and we know that fuel poverty is a real issue. So if we can conduct these large-scale upgrading works, we know that over the next 20, 30 years that we've essentially future-proofed in terms of management or specifically maintenance costs. So that's a real benefit for us.
Half of the cost is covered by a grant from the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland. Declan Mealy, Head of Department for Transport and Communities, says group schemes are becoming more popular because they make sense.
We now have over 500 communities actively working together and working in terms of bringing projects together, working through project coordinators. So we've seen a real uptake on that, and there's been over 300 million invested through our communities programme.
But what about individual homeowners? The target of 500,000 homes in 10 years is very ambitious. Dr. Paul Dean, a research fellow at the Environmental Research Institute at UCC, says more will have to be done if that target is going to be met.
A lot of the policies that we have in place are good, but they need to be scaled up massively. There was a nice announcement today on an apprenticeship scheme from the minister, but what's lacking at the moment is a clear pathway for the financial investment that house owners will need. You know, so I think what we'll have to do is put a lot of money on the table, particularly 100% grant funding for homeowners who can't afford this.
And while Kieran Carmody is optimistic about the future for retrofitting, he agrees there are challenges.
What we've seen is, from materials, I suppose shortage of materials, delays in materials coming from, you know, outside of Ireland and Europe, obviously with the pandemic. We see price hikes across the board. You're talking about 15-20% price hikes on materials across the board.
For the SEAI, Declan Mealy says their plan for retrofitting is progressing as planned.
Last year it was 4,000 homes, this year it's 13,000 homes, next year 30,000. Big step up to around 50,000 a year. But that is achievable. It's a whole of government plan, so everybody is working on that together.
Kieran Carmody says one way to get there is to get every home in an area, no matter who owns it, retrofitted together.
It's about inclusivity and including all the homes. And we know of housing associations where there are council houses and private houses within the estates, and that they have been brought on board as well.
Colman O'Sullivan reporting there at